everybody. Good Sunday to you all. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, 10:30 a.m. KVOI.com, trusted local news and talk. And it's a very full show, and it's a really important show. So I will get right to it, but I will also say I know some of you are stopping by Diamondback to talk to Doug, and also Perfection Auto Works to talk to Mike. And if they're not there or they're too busy, then just tell somebody you stopped by. But that's good that that's happening, because I know some of you are telling me that that has happened. So that's good, because they are both concerned, caring patriots, and that's how we counter globalism and keep things local and focus on patriotism and nationalism. But a lot going on today. So I'm wearing my chaplaincy shirt today because this is the first Sunday, and in ChristChaplaincy.com, because I'm the chaplain general and founder of Christ Connection Chaplaincy. This was my day to do the service and the sermon. We had some new folks tuning in from Ohio, so please pray for the fallen of Dayton and the fallen of El Paso. Keep them in your prayers. Abum Dabeshmaya, Father in Heaven, that's in Aramaic, please protect, deliver all of the innocent from the evil one in that. And it's also, the first most important thing I got to say is Monday or Tuesday, dependent upon who's doing the Christian calendar, Orthodox, it is the holy day of the Transfiguration. And so in the chaplaincy, we talk about the luminous cycle of the Christ, which is birth, baptism, where the Holy Spirit comes down like a dove. It's not a dove. And then transfiguration is where Yeshua, Jesus, goes up on the mountain, maybe Mount Tabor, with Peter, Simon, Shimon, John, another James, I think, and is transformed into light, the photons getting into the connection and going into connecting to our Father in Heaven beyond the walls of time and space. And that's a phenomena that is confirmed by science. And it's very important that that happens before the Passion, before the crucifixion, and then ensures the resurrection, and then ensures the Pentecost. It's all about the light. And I will get my sermon up on ChristChaplaincy.com or maybe on the Facebook page, ChristConnectionChaplaincy.com. You can look at that as well. But I don't want to, I could do the whole show on that, but there's too many other things I got to get out. You can look for that sermon again in those places, and you should pay attention to that, because it is the luminosity that makes the anointing of the Christ in the Christ connection. And that is very important. And it's lots of times overlooked. When I was growing up, came out of a Catholic orphanage, went to Catholic grade school with the nuns of Notre Dame, and then the Jesuits, we didn't pay any attention to that. But the transfiguration is vital and important, and it's all about the flow of the light. Which is light, of course, is a symptom of energy. Energy, I say, is a symptom of God, which is a symptom of the Holy Spirit. But anyway, a lot to cover today. So keep the fallen in your prayers. And also, you need to focus on the transfiguration and transforming into the light, because the kingdom of God, as Yeshua says right before that, is near. Not that it's coming, not that the world's ending, it's near. It's just another dimension away from us. So some of the folks in Dayton and Xenia were on the lines like, oh, that's really helpful to understand that. So anyway, I'm your intelligence officer. I was an intelligence officer for the federal government. I was in military intelligence. I was a special agent in drug enforcement. I was with the Defense Intelligence Agency. Now I'm your intelligence officer because the propaganda press are not telling you the truth. But everybody's catching on to that. If you want to support the show, go to gogetfunding.com. PratherPoint is there. And you can always stop in and see me at the dojo, 4518 East Broadway. And especially with these two active shootings happening, you can look at warriorschool.com and look at my handgun martial arts class every Wednesday night off range. And Ben at Doug at Diamondback is doing classes too. This is not the same. This is not a course. This is an ongoing martial arts. It's now in its 10th year, the handgun as a martial art. And there's a lot of guys who are do church security are my main students, and some of them have been with me for the entire 10 years. And one of the things we work all the time is defeating active shooters. And our heroic law enforcement defeated both of these active shooters within about a minute, although I'm not sure that is exactly the reason for that, but I'm certainly praising those heroes. That is very important. So we know that there have been many aspects of the deep state. As Maurice was leaving, he was asking me, so what is the deep state exactly? So the deep state and the shadow government are different. They're not the same, but the deep state tends to be those entities, the intelligence community, the DOJ, the FBI, that are moving things behind the scenes. And we've certainly seen that with the Trump-Russian phony collusion investigation. So remember, phony investigation, phony report, phony leaks, and I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about me 15 years ago. Same thing. And I had to endure it, but I came out of it. But it's a template that they use over and over and over. Now, the great thing is deep state has become a normal term and everyone's very aware of it. Shadow government is the guys pulling the strings behind there. For example, behind former President Barack Obama, whose birthday it is today, by the way. Kind of interesting, isn't it? But a lot to cover. So understand that we just had, today we have the shooting in Dayton, probably 10, 12 killed there, El Paso, probably a dozen killed there, and multiple reports of shooters. The shooters tend to look very similar. And the reports are very interesting. And I'm seeing, as I'm watching, I'm seeing Border Patrol, SRT respond. That's not really a surprise because they're stationed there. But I'm also seeing DEA guys turning out there. Those are federal special operations teams as well, which is kind of interesting to me. But and there may be something going on in California. There's, I'm hearing something happening there. And there may be something happening in Florida as well. So keep everyone in your prayers. Very interesting that Q, and I'm getting a lot of questions about Q because people are tuning into Q, was predicting a false flag just a couple of days ago. And for those of you who don't know, Q is a Q clearance with the DOE. It's talking in code, so it's not banned. It was on 4chan. It's now on 8chan, and a lot of things come through. But that's even coming out in the major news media now, and very important. But I had an email. I had an email from a lady last week, and I couldn't find it. I put something out, but so I'll announce it. I think it was Nunez talking about corn. Is it ready to be cut? So I'll just fill you in there. There is a June when corn is cut. And roses in the seed, a summer briefer than the first, but tenderer indeed. As should a face suppose, the graves emerge a single noon in the vermilion that it wore, affect us and return. Two seasons, it is said, exist. The summer of the just. And that's what I believe Nunez is talking about there when he's referring the corn is ready to be cut. So that is very interesting. So let's put some things into perspective here and see if I got the rest of the poem here. Anyway, that I know I guess I don't, but that is the key parts of that poem that Nunez was talking about. And if you're listening, here it is. And this of ours diversified with prospect and with frost may not second with its first, so infinite compare that we but recollect the one, the other to prefer. And that is Emily Dixon. That's what I believe Nunez is referring to. The reason they got to talk in code is because all of the big data mining systems through YouTube and Amazon and Google and Facebook, they're all listening to you. They're all monitoring you. And they're all watching for keywords, including the NSA. You know, I did a lot of work with the NSA. So that's the reason for the codes. Not all of it's real, but I think some of it is very real. And I've talked about how there's definitely an unholy relationship between the intelligence community and the DOJ, and that is being exposed. But I'm already going over on my first break, but again, make sure you stop into Diamondback Tactical. They got the best gear in town. Make sure you're stopping into Perfection Auto Work, talking to Mike, or if you can't see Mike or Doug when you stop in there, just say, hey, Jeff wanted me to say you stopped in, because I know some of you guys are doing that. And we'll be right back after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Work Studios. Right back with you. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Work Studios, right back with you. 520 790 2040 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. So, just a couple weeks back, Ocasio-Cortez inspired the exact words of a manifesto by a guy who firebombed an ICE station, a government station, trying to kill illegal families in there, and was shot. Okay? And then just very recently, the FBI arrested here in Tucson, Arizona, two Somali immigrants who were trying to join ISIS. And that just came out, that they just arrested them at the airport. They didn't commit any crimes, but they were going to fly out to join ISIS. So I'm not sure. I guess it's a conspiracy to commit terrorism. But I do know that 17 or 18 of the 2021 FBI counterterrorism plots that are foiled are simply entrapments. They give some disgruntled Muslim money. They give them a target. They give them fake bombs. They give them everything. And then they arrest him. So it's very interesting that that's happening right now in Tucson. Remember, where does the Republic begin to fall? It begins here with Fast and Furious at DEA through ATF. That's the beginning. And it's continuing with the border. And then, even though Antifa has got masks and they're firebombing buildings and they're beating people up, and they're practicing for violence like we've been talking about, the FBI in Phoenix comes out and declares new foreign domestic terrorism groups. One is environmental, and I'll find those categories here in a second, but they specifically mention Q. Everybody who's following Q, like me and like you. Now, I'm trying to think what kind of violence or terror Q has inspired, and there ain't any. But the FBI is declaring Q a domestic terrorism group. Environmental, their animal rights, they're declaring too. I'm trying to think of the category. The category that's missing, though, that's really interesting, is there's no Islamic terrorism category. Of course, the worst terrorist attack in history, of course, is 9/11. And that's when the FBI was not interested in following up on that, the agent that was trying to follow that up. I think that's very interesting, don't you? So here's something else that's interesting. As we are reeling from El Paso, where Border Patrol SRT teams responded and DEA teams are responding. And again, the Border Patrol makes sense. That's where BORTAC is. They're trained there. I know that. El Paso Intelligence Center is there. DEA. That may make sense too, but very quick response and more power to them. I mean, shooting a terrorist in the eye is on my bucket list, probably not going to get to do it, but more power to them. But it is certainly suspicious in that, I just want to connect some dots here, is a federal court has just come out and said that Assange, Julian Assange and WikiLeaks were lawful when they published the HRC emails. There is no crime there. And there is no connection to conspiracy with or collusion with Russia. That's very, very significant. And also, Papadopoulos, who connected. Remember, this whole thing is supposedly began with Papadopoulos and Ms. Food and Haber and interviewed. Remember, I talked about that last week? Papadopoulos says that they're waiting for the FBI transcripts, the interview, to be declassified because, remember, Trump has said you can declassify all that. He says it's all exculpatory, which means they should have brought this out. And I can tell you from experience, the government has come after me and not shown exculpatory evidence as well. But he's saying it's there. Because if that's exculpatory evidence and they are cleared, then there was no basis for the investigation. That's what's happening right now, coming out with the FBI. And so all of a sudden, we get these mass shootings. Remember, the FBI investigated Las Vegas and nothing happened. But I got a lot more to tell you, but I do want to answer all my calls. So I got Paul on the line. So, Paul, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. I love your show. But you should know this. The government came after you, and it came after friends of mine in Waco and Ruby Ridge. And I'm surprised that you don't mention those things. That's when the American people begin to distrust and hate Washington.
Very good point. And I can certainly talk about Ruby Ridge and Waco. I was at the FBI Academy when Waco was burning, and I was the lone dissenter in my firearms instructor class because I looked at all the, I knew that there were women and children burning up in there. And from all the Native women and children were murdered and burned up. I said, I don't know what's going on here. Of course, I knew the ATF guys had been shot already. Of course, the Texas Rangers said it could have come in and got them. But I know those women and children should not be being burned alive, but I was the lone dissenter. Everybody else is saying, hey, they deserve it. Ruby Ridge, I know that I knew the sniper, Lorne Horiuchi, who was the FBI HRT sniper at the time, who broke laws. There were two other SWAT teams that left because the rules of engagement were not ethical and not legal. And the FBI changed those rules, and he shot when he didn't have a photo and shot a woman holding a baby. Again, that goes to the Native rules of nothing must ever be done to harm the children. Everything is born of woman. I just don't have that much time. But yeah, I could talk a lot more. And then the FBI at the crime scene as Waco's burning, what do? They bulldoze the crime scene into a fire to destroy the evidence. The FLIR shows them firing for sure. We could talk about Oregon too. I can only talk about what's going on, and I got to tell you guys what's going on because you're not going to hear it anywhere else. The other thing I wanted to mention real quick was the Pope. So all our conventional institutions that we've relied on, and I have some really good Catholic friends, Chris, listening, Kirk, soldiers, and I'm not knocking. I was raised by Catholics, came out of Catholic orphanage, but you know, the Pope just gave a new archbishop to the District of D.C., and he is a big pro LGBT homosexual bishop, which I find just astounding because D.C. District is right next to Virginia. That's where the governor just said, yeah, you can kill. We'll consider killing babies that are born as well. So that tells you where that guy's priorities are. And of course, that guy immediately criticizes. He's black. I guess he's the only black one, but he immediately criticizes Trump as a racist. Of course, if you get on Instagram, you'll see all the people of color supporting Trump. And I've talked about that as well. But yeah, getting back to this FBI document earlier this week. So the FBI is being caught this week and their conspiracy is falling apart with Ms. Food, with Haber. I think I've explained that why. Mueller didn't want to testify and he just made it worse. And so then just a couple days ago, two Somalis are arrested by Tucson FBI going to join ISIS. Except, how's ISIS doing? It's pretty much destroyed, right? So what are they going to join? Of course, it does give a nice little arrest there to the FBI. But and what were they doing? I guess they hadn't read the news. ISIS is wiped out. Remember? I mean, the propaganda press didn't tell you, but ISIS is wiped out. Now, I'm sure there's some still ISIS guys, but they're hiding. Okay. And then, so that's, you know, maybe. I'll give you that. Maybe that. Okay. But as an intelligence officer, I look at patterns. So that was Tucson FBI. Now, we already know about Stroke and Page and Comey, you know. They're getting real nervous because Comey's going to be the first one indicted, even though he wasn't indicted on the classified stuff. But I got to believe that's coming. But then Phoenix FBI comes out with this new description of domestic terrorist, and it mentions QAnon and Pizzagate specifically. Specifically. And the domestic classifications are racially motivated violent extremism. Of course, we got to have racism because huge problem. Anti-government authority extremism. Well, because they're with the government, so they don't want any anti stuff. Animal rights environment extremism. And wait for it, abortion extremism. Not a word about Islamic terrorism. I'm just telling you what they're saying. Oh, they also wanted to say how they took off in December last year. They stopped a guy who was going to blow up a satanic temple in California because of Pizzagate. And so they dismantled that. They were real proud of that one. So they are, don't worry, they are protecting the Satanists and the abortion clinics. And Islamic terrorism isn't a problem, but QAnon guys and Pizzagate guys are definitely a problem, according to the FBI. I'm just reading what the FBI is saying. That's all I'm doing here. So Dayton is still reeling from what's happening, and we don't know exactly how many, and that'll change. The first reports are always wrong, although it looks like there's multiple shooters. They're very similar. If you look at the shooters in El Paso and Dayton, they're very, very similar. And there's something else happening that is very, very interesting. And I will tell you that, but this is one is really going to blow your mind right after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, right back with you. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you, 520, 790, 2040, KVOI, 1030 AM, The Voice, trusted news and talk. Yeah, remember to stop in and see Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works, top shop in Tucson, home of the free 26-point inspection. And he's at 1046 North Beverly, 323-8650, perfectionautoworks.com. And also stop in and see Doug at Diamondback Shooting Sports at 7030 East Broadway, 886-8338. And go to dbacktraining.com or come in and see me at warriorschool.com on Wednesday nights. As you can see from these shootings, bad guys with guns and rifles are stopped with good guys with guns with handguns, although the PD in Dayton did have some patrol rifles and shotguns, and that's good. And I teach all that stuff as well. That Dayton police chief looks pretty good. I'm from Cincinnati. I went to the University of Dayton, trained with Steve Hayes in the Bujinkan back there before I went to Japan a long time ago. So I know that area, and praying for all you guys there. So I'm just telling you facts about what's going on. I have not inferred much here at all, I believe, yet. But I also want to tell you something else that's about to go on, and it's about to go on in Dayton, Ohio. In case anybody's listening who wants to go to Dayton, Ohio for a job, the Human Domain Solutions LLC is now hiring casualty role players, actors to participate in Vigilant Guard Ohio, the largest disaster and emergency response exercise in state history, taking place August 5th through 8th, 2019, with 3,000 National Guardsmen, Dayton, Ohio. also Columbus, Ohio, also Ravenna, Ohio. No security clearance required. Just think that's real interesting, don't you? That that also happened right before the Connecticut bombing as well. I think that's pretty interesting stuff. How the FBI is catching terrorists in Tucson, naming QAnon as a domestic terrorism group, although they haven't done anything. Remember, terrorists are somebody who invoke terror. Like the terrorists on 9/11, they weren't terrorists because they flew planes into buildings. They were terrorists because they wanted to inspire terror by the people watching them fly planes into buildings. And people get confused about that, about domestic workplace violence, active shooters, and terrorism. But that's really what terrorism is about. I was, when I went called active duty in 2003 to DIA, it was to set up their counterterrorism operational group, CTOG. So got some experience in that area. So getting back to the FBI, it's very interesting because in January 2017, there was a guy named Hassan who was speaking to an ISIS official in Syria. This is back when ISIS still was existing. And he was communicating, and he had passed a recording through. It's tradecraft stuff. And the translation says, "Brother, it's just bad stuff. It's happening right now." That's about the city of Al-Bab. It's just a bunch of spies, bunch of stuff going on. And according to this recording, Turkey learned the location of the underground tunnels that ISIS had built to move fighters from to avoid U.S. airstrikes. And to this Hassan, this ISIS fighter's shock, he would later learn that the ISIS contacts he'd reached out to were undercover FBI sources posing as terrorists. Now, there's nothing overtly wrong with infiltrating organizations. That's undercover work. I had Vince Cefalu, a master undercover guy, in here a while back, part of a Fast and Furious whistleblower. But I just want you to go back to what he said. It's just bad stuff. It's just a bunch of spies. And now we're seeing that these shooters are stopped really quickly. If you look at the photos of the shooters, they're almost like brothers. The shootings are happening less than 24 hours apart. The shootings are happening, and normally the Justice Department is happy to trumpet the conviction of suspects in terrorist cases, didn't put out a press release about Hassan, because Hassan was turned around working for them. Just like in the Mueller report, Misfood, never heard of Misfood. Well, Misfood was last year in D.C. with one of the congressmen on stage. There's photographs of it, but they can't find him. When Mueller was asked about GPS the company, he didn't even know who they were. He put on his doddering old fool act. And again, I was just talking to some people. So what evidence do we have that the Russians hacked the DNC servers? Do you know, John? But everybody says it, right? The Mueller report says it. Everybody says it. The propaganda press says it all the time. There's no evidence. Who looked at the DNC servers? Did the FBI? No. The DNC would not let the FBI look at the DNC servers. CrowdStrike, who worked for the DNC, said that the Russians hacked the servers. And they did not even sign a final report to the FBI because they didn't want to put their name, you know, because if you say something, you write it down, say, I swear this is true, that is suborning perjury. So they just gave them a draft report that they never even signed. And yet, all of this smoke and mirrors, phony investigation, phony report of an investigation, phony charges, same template with Trump, same template with me. And the good news is, although it goes on forever, that we will endure and survive this. But why is this so important is that the helper guy with Papadopoulos and Ms. Food are now on tape, and that is being investigated by Barr. And that is good news for us. Very good news. But do you guys see any similarities here? I'm just asking. And also, it's very interesting. The prosecutors are already saying they're going to seek the death penalty for the El Paso shooter. The case is hardly done at all. So I know a lot of you are researching stuff for me, and it's hard for me to keep up on all this as it's happening. So feel free to update me on what's happening. And I'm not a conspiracy guy. I've never been a conspiracy guy. I was on a show a while back on another station, and they were asking me all kinds of stuff. You know, I talk about what I know, and I said, well, I don't think the government blew up the 9/11 towers. I think I was at Ground Zero shortly afterwards, and they really didn't like that I said that because they thought it was a big conspiracy. But I only can project what I understand to know. But what I do know is the FBI case has really fallen apart. The Five Eyes, including the intelligence, Italian intelligence services, have completely are cooperating now with Trump. I'm not even sure they knew what was going on before, but I think they do now. Ms. Food was living right next to the Vatican there, and that's what I'm hearing. So if this is all making sense, feel free to call in and ask questions, because I want to make sure you're understanding it. 527-90-2040. And if not, I will continue to move on. And I want to go on to Pizzagate. So Pizzagate was the pizza place that was being used for code for child crimes. And one of the things that the FBI is saying is that there's no evidence for QAnon, which is not true. QAnon doesn't get everything right, but QAnon has predicted a lot of stuff correctly, and there's no evidence of pedophilia. Well, the pedophilia, the child crimes, are listed under the U.S. Attorney Huber, who was investigating Clinton. And then, of course, Clinton's major aide, Uma Abedin, her husband, Wiener, was convicted of child crimes. And then, of course, Epstein is going through that right now. And the list of Epstein's contacts are extensive. Clinton is flown on to Pedophilia Island, as they're calling it, like 26 times. And that last time I was talking, saying that my sources are saying that looks like Mossad, but it could also look like I'm getting info. And feel free to call in and join the conversation anonymously or not. It could look like the Russians as well. But, you know, when Kirk was on the show, I think last week, he was talking about using agents for the purpose of manipulating the government. And I had made the comment that the Hillary servers were clearly intercepted by the Chinese and others. And then I think Kirk was making the assumption that they had been blackmailed much earlier on as agents. And I think you could also possibly make that assumption about Obama coming out of nowhere. But anyway, speak of the devil, he is calling in here. And so I will, because you were real popular running on the show, you had people calling in to talk to you. So Kirk, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Jeff, thank you. I find that hard to believe. You're too kind, but I enjoyed it. I was going to ask a question of you as a law enforcement officer with your experience. It seemed a parallel to when Timothy McVeigh blew up the McMurrow building in Oklahoma City, that didn't they bulldoze that while it was still an active crime scene in need of a forensic investigation? Didn't they cover that up, bury it, and put fences around it to keep any observers out? It just seems very inappropriate and suspicious to me.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. I do know that, and you might have sent me this, is that one of the shooters today, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, but staying on what's going on now, one of the shooters was wearing satanic apparel, and there were patches from, I can't think of the satanic company, but they just took the patch down. And then which kind of is interesting, along with the FBI breaking up the guy who was going to shoot up the satanic temple in California. And then somebody just changed the social media of one of the shooters. I think I'm not going to say his name on the air because I want everybody to forget him. But they changed it from Democrat to Republican, and they added the NRA. You know anything about that?
Yes, I believe so. I saw postings of people that went on one of those data collection sites that do background checks that is accessible to the public, and they went and queried the El Paso shooter's name, got his background, they screenshotted it and printed it so it wouldn't be lost or altered, and then, within hours, it came back up and the profile was completely changed. So they had proof that they posted on Twitter of the before and after picture. It seemed incredibly suspicious, and the whole thing seems suspicious to me, but I think this is being used to drive a narrative. There are just too many strange details and incongruities that are very troubling.
Yeah, and I know I'm going over, but I want to get this in. So I think the new narrative. So remember, the old narrative. And feel free to stay on the line if you got something else to add there, Kirk. But I think the new narrative is okay. So the investigation was phony. They're getting caught in the investigation, the hoax. They're getting caught in the Mueller report hoax. So instead of giving it up, they're continuing to go with it because it's treason, because they are in deep trouble. But what they're saying now with coming out with the Somali arrest is, hey, look, we're still doing great stuff. And there is domestic terrorism. Look, the FBI comes out with domestic terrorism, and then what do we get? Two active shootings within 24 hours of each other. And then they're focusing on QAnon. And what is really interesting is one, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the manifestos, which looks really phony, was posted on 8chan, and 8chan is where Q originates. And so I think that they're running a narrative. So 8chan is dark web stuff where you can post anonymously, Tor kind of stuff. Does that ring a bell?
I would absolutely agree. I think it's a classic deception operation. You and I, in our various backgrounds in the Army, knew about deception operations and how important they are, and I see classic signs of that. And hearkening back to our talk last week, they can't answer with logic and reason and truth, so they have to double down on lies. They've got to be committed to their narrative because they're all in. They have no choice. They have to win or die, maybe literally.
Yeah, well, they're not trying to win elections. They're trying to stay out of jail at this point. And we're seeing a lot of that. And I also, now, this is just me looking at patterns, but those classified helo ops around D.C. that the Army was running, similarly to the few months back with Spec Ops helos in LA, if you're gonna drop in and seize evidence and stuff on the normally protected, then you're gonna have to drop in unconventional means with superior rank. Yep. You know, like I can always dual credentialed. You know, my federal rank would get me in anywhere. My federal DIA over my federal DEA, rather law enforcement. You know, carry on an airplane, walk into a skiff, whatever. So, again, that is suppositions, but that's me looking at a lot of dots and looking to connect dots, and look at they're getting real desperate. But You were going to say something?
That makes sense. No, that makes perfect sense that they can't run any arrests or operations through the DOJ route because that's totally compromised. So they might have to use a parallel channel that is trustworthy. And a lot of our, as you know, warriors that swore an oath to the Constitution take that very seriously. They're loyal to the Constitution, not to politicians. I guess my only question would be, would that run afoul of posse comitatus, or would they have a legal workaround to?
Well, not if it's foreign.
Run those ops. Oh,
not if it's foreign, right?
Good point. Correct.
Not if they're tied into foreign foreign enemies.
I hadn't thought of that. Great.
So that certainly looks like what's going on, right? So anyway, we're running over. I am way over, but I hope you're starting to see the dots here. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. Thanks for the call, Kirk. We'll be right with you for the final segment right after this break. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. Calling is 520-790-2040. Trusted local news and talk, connecting the dots, being your intelligence officer. So to sum up again, because a lot of times I'm going too fast, is the FBI is being outed in that a federal judge came out and said that WikiLeaks lawfully published the Hillary emails. There is no evidence, and that came out under Mueller, that the DNC was hacked by the Russians. Mueller was a terrible witness. The FBI this week arrested two Somalis at the Tucson airport going to fight ISIS, which has been wiped out. The FBI in Phoenix, Arizona, puts out a domestic terrorism announcement saying that it's not Islamic terrorism we have to worry about. It's QAnon that has never done anything. And we're about to see the declassification via AG Barr, which Trump ordered, of all the documents related to this. And he's going to space this out as we get closer to the election. So, and these shooters look very similar to each other. And there's multiple shooters. I believe there were multiple shooters. That's what I'm hearing through my sources. But my first and most loyal sponsor has just called in. And so welcome to the show, Mike.
Hi, Jeff. Great show. As always, thank you for letting me participate in this wonderful venue you call the Prather Point. My question and my first question, I have two questions, but my first one is, why is the FBI involved in a state matter? When some shooter is involved in a Texas area, isn't that not a state issue and not federal?
It's interesting how quick they got in there, isn't it?
Well, man, you talk about two drumsticks that beat the same drum. Unfortunately, I'm thinking that we have a problem, because why all of a sudden is the FBI down at this place where there's... How come it wasn't city police? I'm not understanding. All of a sudden, the FBI's involved, and they take this guy. I'm smelling a rat. How about you?
Oh, everybody is. But again, you know, the FBI would get there if they think it's terrorism eventually. And El Paso is kind of different because it's the El Paso Intelligence Center. It's right there. Border Patrol, BORTAC is right there. But, you know, what's really astounding is this Human Domain Solutions now hiring casualty role players August 5th and 8th, Dayton, Ohio. And that happened before with the Connecticut shooting bombing as well.
And, well, I'm not quite sure that there's any tie to that, but the whole thing seems awfully suspicious. And all of a sudden, there's the FBI, guns blazing, and they saved the day. 20 guys. Now, we're talking El Paso. That was 20 people and 26 casualties, or excuse me, 26 wounded. So we have approximately, what, 50, 60 people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why all of a sudden is the FBI involved when no one has even determined if it's terrorism? All of a sudden, the FBI is everywhere. All of a sudden, like in 1945 when the war ended, all of a sudden, we have the SS troops. Do you realize that we started the FBI based on Nazis that were the SS troops?
No, I didn't know that.
I'm going to send you the most interesting article you've ever seen in your life. It is a known fact. It's a government issued deal. I don't want to divulge it over the radio until you okay it, but I'll give you the information. It is insane. And thanks to my good buddy, Sean Hoffine, he's the one that sent it to me.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. The FBI is the biggest ruse that has ever been invented. It's to keep you and I in control, sir. That's the bottom line. And they can hear us and they can listen to us. The bottom line is, and my final question is, if we're so free, how come every time I go down golf links, I see armored cars, ATVs, armored tanks? What's going on? Why is my country falling apart, but yet the state and the federal, I'm going to call them lovingly, the Stasi, why are they so armed up? What are they afraid of?
They're afraid of the truth, and they're afraid of us restoring the republic. And that, I think, is what Trump is about. And Trump is just the spokesman through the Tea Party. And it's guys like you who are brave in speaking out, and guys like me and Vince and Kirk speaking out and exposing all of this. And
but Jeff, we're just a little cog in the wheel. I don't know how this is going to end, but I'm going to tell you this. If we don't get it together, our republic is done.
Well, I think our republic has fallen. I think we're working on restoring the republic.
I have much hope for this republic, and I ain't about to stop fighting. So,
well, good for you.
With that being said, sir, thank you very much for your program. I love being a part of it. I love being able to call you. And you know what? Excellent radio, sir. Thank you again.
Thank you, sir. It's interesting that everyone used to refer to the Republic, and then they referred to that in Star Wars, too. But then around FDR, they started talking about America. And, you know, part of the reason was Hawaii wasn't a state, I believe, during, or somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, during bombing, and we've got, you know, Guam, and we were with the Philippines, and so some people will call that an empire, but it and they can be valid about that. But a lot of natives will think about that. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Intimidation, that's an old res saying of all of that. And Russell Means, the famous native activist you saw in Last of the Mohicans, was now you all get to be on the res, and that is what is happening. But it's fallen apart. As Gandhi said, tyrants always fall. We just have to endure. We have to have faith. I said this right before everyone was predicting Hillary was going to win. There, you know, remember that? All the polls and everything? There's no way out of this. And yet there was. And the way out is through prayer and through the Christ connection and believing in our freedom and valuing life, and they will eventually fall. It's gonna be rough. It's gonna be hard, but we will restore the republic. And thanks for all of your prayers and inputs today. Go look at all this stuff yourself. See for yourself. Speak out. Don't self-censure. Don't be quiet. They will fall. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection All Work Studios. Back with you next week. God bless.